evening. I've been asked to tell you that the following show is very scary, with stuff that might give your kids nightmares. You see, there are some crybabies out there, religious types mostly, who might be offended. If you are one of them, I advise you to turn off your set now. Come on, I dare you. Chicken!
Hello and welcome back to Put It in H,
Diehard Simpsons podcast.
My name is Terry.
My name is Andy.
Andy, how the hell are you?
I am very well.
It's great to be back in living colour.
I almost can't remember how we used to do it.
Oh,
even
God.
Though it's only been, what, has it been 6 weeks?
This hiatus has been killing me.
I think it's been more than 6 weeks, actually.
I think about 2 months now at this stage.
We took a bit of time off to. I had a college course, which I'm still very much doing.
We
are partaking in a college course, but I think, you know, the time is right to come back. I want to do it. You want to do it. The fans want to do it.
I have actually had people ask me, like, "You still doing the podcast, or wants the story or whatever?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, yeah." So, episode. I put a bit of a disclaimer up top here. This is going to be a bit more free form episode than normal. We're doing our last episode, redoing back to back.
Yeah,
Three Houses of Horror, 3.
Yep,
and so it's come to this, a Simpsons clip show.
Yeah,
up front. We're not going to go into too much detail on the clip show because there's not a lot of meat on that bone.
Yeah.
It is a clip show. And quite frankly, it's my least favourite of all the clip shows.
Yeah. And the thing is, we have actually recorded episodes for these that they just didn't make.
They're not usable.
They weren't usable. We couldn't do that to you.
Yeah.
To give you a subpar product. So,
more so.
exactly. So we figure the way we're probably going to work it is that we'll have this. Because it was always on the back of my mind, especially as I was seeing the list on the SoundCloud page and all. I'm like, oh, see a big gaping hole between episode like 4 and 5
or
whatever.
Yeah.
So I want to get these last episodes done and banked, and then we're probably going to come back with a
season 4 recap,
and then plow into season 5. And
well, let's talk about what we've been up to in the hiatus, because we're going to be taking another enforced hiatus in September. I'm getting married, and then I'm going honeymoon for 3 weeks.
Surprise me in rehearsal, Terry. Don't surprise me live on air.
You knew about this, friend.
Oh my God, the wedding. I've got to get a suit. Oh yes, of course. I mean, and then you're going to Seychelles?
Seychelles.
Very good.
Yes.
What's the Wi-Fi reception there? That's all I want to know.
Yeah, it's a pina colada. So we have seen each other in the interim, I guess.
We have indeed.
We were on my stag.
What a stag.
Simpson themed. Parts of it, like.
Terry, although he explicitly stated no costumes or no dress.
I didn't.
Up.
I just said.
Or what was it?
Don't dress me like a woman.
And of course, the best man, Brian Arnold, had the...
Yeah, name and shame him, you're right.
Well, he listens.
Yeah.
He had a Lisa Simpson costume for Terry, which was, if I may say, slightly ill-fitting.
And slightly?
But the funny thing was, is because he'd like texted me beforehand, being like, what do you think? And I was like... Hilarious, like, go for it. And then I was just in my room on the boat in the Shannon, and I could hear this, like, wasn't even an argument, but it was like in the kitchen part, and I came out and I just heard you going to Brian, what's the one fucking thing I told you I don't want? And you have this, I can't wait for your fucking stack. I was like, oh, you must have found out about the Lisa costume.
In fairness, I got away pretty lightly. It was only for the afternoon.
Yeah.
It was just getting the fucking paint off.
Yeah, that was the
thing. That was, and it was under my nail, because I remember I did it a few years ago where I dressed up as Hollywood Hogan.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the whole paint on the arms and the face. But for like 2 weeks later, you'd still be getting bits of orange coming out or whatever under your nails, yeah, like, or whatever. Like, that. It's just.
And it, but it was interesting because I never get really a lot of, or too much like feedback from this. Like a lot of that, a lot of the listeners that we know come from, I guess, more so your side. But I thought it was interesting that even on the boat, because I thought, remember when we did that throwback
Match
of the day? Yeah. I thought like people are going to lap this up. No format, just us shooting the shit. It got so few listens. Yeah. You sons of bitches.
Andy, please.
I'm sorry. But it was good to even know, like, when we were on the boat and I brought it up and I was like, no, I like the Simpsons thing. I was like, all right, well. Yeah. No, the people have spoken.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're like, I didn't like it. You covered new stuff. Didn't know any of the stuff you were talking about. Like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, you listen to it and then you go watch it. Morons.
In retrospect, we should probably have movies last. But anyway, that's it.
So, yeah, I mean, and then...
The stag was great, though.
Yeah, I had a fantastic time. Sorry. We had a bit of a Simpsons sing-along the first night.
Yeah.
So that was great.
Just in some pub in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. I can't remember the county it was. It was just, like, full-on... Like,
Leitrim, I believe.
Leitrim, yeah. Full-on, like, see my vests. And, like, what was great about it is, like, one, like, the pub didn't care, but two, like, when we came in the next day, we came in for breakfast and they were just handing out pint glasses of water for everybody. Just like, no questions asked.
They know their business. Yeah, exactly. They know what they're doing.
They told us, come back for breakfast.
Yeah, I mean, they do that. Like,
drop a few hundred quid.
20 lads in for whatever. Like, it was a great breakfast compared to the last time we did the boat, because we went, you know, we couldn't get through the first lock.
Yeah.
So we got through the first lock last time and there was nowhere for breakfast. There was a Centre, but it was like first come, first serve. If you didn't get the food, you were left with nothing. Like, whereas there it was like lovely pub, lovely proper, lovely breakfast bath.
Such a great breakfast.
Did you go for the Mega?
Of course I did. Yeah. Of course I went for the Mega. But yeah, it was fantastic.
I guess quickly, but before we dive into the episode proper, or the episodes proper, I want to talk about, because it's a week away and there's this bit of Simpsons news, or, you know, an event coming up, is that what they call them these days, where the new Matt Groening series is going to drop on Netflix. I think it's this day next week.
Yeah.
Called Disenchantment. Now, you just watched the trailer there.
I have.
What do you think? Initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts were, the first 10 seconds of the trailer was funny, the king and all, but then, like, I'll tell you my problem with it. One, it didn't seem that funny. Two, I have an issue with the fact, like, I would, not even an issue, but I would love for Matt Groening to branch out and not go with the same animators or something, because they look like Simpsons characters, and Futurama look like Simpsons characters.
Well, let me pull you up right there, because it's a different animation studio than The Simpsons, but it's the same as Futurama.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's very Futurama.
It looked, you could tell it's a bit more sort of computer-y or whatever. Like, the graphics look pretty good. Yeah, it looked very Futurama. But even so, like, for Futurama, like, you even see the screenshot still up on the screen there. You see, like, the nose, the eyes, the
mouth, love the that, teeth. Like,
even that, like, are you telling me that elf there isn't just Bart Simpson? That's just Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson and Fry combined. Yeah, like,
basically. Yeah. So, I mean,
while we're on the topic,
I won't be watching it.
I think you should watch it.
I'm not watching it.
I think you should watch it. It's only 10 episodes.
All right.
Excuse us, folks. It's only 10 episodes, and it seems more serialized than...
If it's on, the fact that it's on Netflix and it's an animation, it really stands in its favor, because that's, you know, easy access.
Easy. I'm sure it's easy watching as well. They're 20-minute episodes. Let me ask you, though, because we're on the topic of Futurama, were you a fan?
I was a casual fan, in as much as that, like... Now, you know what? I don't even know. I think fans of Futurama would scoff if they heard me say I was a fan, because if it was on, I would keep scrolling.
Really?
But if I have to watch it,
if
I was flicking, I would definitely keep flicking past it.
No. Oh, Andrew.
Well, if I happened to be on, generally here or somewhere else, if I happened to be on, then you know, fair enough.
I don't know where my DVDs are, but I think
it's fine. It's very funny,
very clever.
I appreciated when I watched it, like that it was a good show, but I never sought it out.
Skip the first season.
I skip the first season in everything I watch.
Everything.
If it's gone past season one, if there's like five seasons, right, start from season two. If it's that good, I'll go back and watch season one when I'm finished.
Wow, but what if it's like you say serialized or something like that, and you're completely lost?
I want the characters to be developed. I want the writing to be polished. I don't want them to be.
This is what's problem with the world today. All right.
While they're finding their feet, I just want to go straight in as they've hit their stride.
Instant gratification. You might as well be holding your fingers up and saying China, China. China.
If I start a thing, if something looks good, I'll start it. For example, I don't know if you had a chance to watch Final Space on Netflix.
Well, I was going to bring this up as well because it seems. I did watch it. I watched it all. Mm-hmm. And Disenchantment seems like it'd be along the same lines of that. In that,
I think that's very harsh. Final Space, personally.
In that, it is serialized. It seems like it's going to be one sort of story.
Yeah, like you have to sort of watch. One standalone story.
I'm just going on what it seems, and the fact that it's only 10 episodes as well, like I can't imagine there being too many filler episodes for this term. What were your impressions of Final Space?
Let me get closer to the mic here. Fucking loved it.
That to me is so bizarre because
why? Did you not?
I thought it was okay. Like I liked it. Ooh. But like I can't understand why
I tell you what,
loved it so much. Like
the main character,
Geary.
Yeah, he sort of at the start, I was like the first 10 minutes, I was like, yeah, I'm 50-50 on it, and then I just got completely sucked in. I thought the story was great. I thought the graphics were great. I thought it was really funny at times.
It's not actually that funny.
I just loved watching it. It was just so visually stunning. I will use the word. the story was great. There was actual emotion where you're thinking like, oh shit.
That's why I'm so surprised you liked it. Almost too much emotion for you. Like, I'm normally the one that likes the storytelling aspect.
It's done well. I like it.
I think it's done okay. It's not done like.
Has it been very highly received?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah, not really at all.
I thought this was going to be like fucking huge. Mm. It was that good.
No, because it came out on TV.
Well done,
it came out on TV like ages ago in the States,
Really?
Yeah, it's on TBS, and then Netflix just dropped it all at once. And I got into it by the end. Like I downloaded. The last two episodes today, I watched one on Greg and one on my home because I sort of hooked in. But at the start, I was like, "Oh God, this isn't like it's." It seemed really rushed at times.
You think?
And it just was a bit muddled. Like I like sci-fi and all, and I like they sort of go into like paradoxes and
I'm
stuff.
I'm
kind of
getting
that.
Into sci-fi now.
But yeah, but like
I thought the opposite. I didn't think it was. I thought they took their time with it. Even
no, but the episodes in like the stuff in the episodes was very rushed.
Yeah,
one episode was like, okay, we gotta go find his son or something like that, and it's like they find the main bad guy straight away, and then it's you know, all this. It just seemed like if they had made the episodes say 40 minutes, if they were doing it for Netflix on its own, if they'd done 8 episodes and made each episode 40 minutes, then I think it would have had a bit more room to breathe.
Ooh.
And just.
I mean, I get it. I do get that. I'm actually as surprised as you that you didn't love it. Although watching it on your break and watching it on your way home are not the actions of a man.
Well, that's what I said.
All he can eat.
I got into it by the end, and I kind of wanted to know what happened with the story.
Will you be watching season two?
I would, because I'm hooked in now. But at the start, I was very close to I don't want to go back to this.
Really?
I was I like the guy. I like the idea of the guy in space, and he's actually a prisoner rather than. Love Tom Kenny, who is the voice of the ship.
Is that who it was?
Yeah, he's SpongeBob. Okay. So, like, the fact that he's, like,
David Tennant was...
He was the bad guy.
I would never have got that. I quite liked him. I thought he was funny, but also could be quite, like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, they could have got somebody else, I think. The character himself.
He's a bit snarly, snivelly. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Just like David Tennant. But,
no, I just, like, and every time he was saying Gary, I was like... Gary the Snail.
Yeah.
That's all I kept thinking of. But, like, yeah, I got into it by the end, but I'd say I was close to turning it off.
I'm surprised to hear that. And like I even said when we were texting during the week, I was like, I'm surprised that it was even me recommending it to you, because it seemed like it would be the exact sort of thing that would be right up your alley.
Anyway, I think we should probably...
Oh, Simpsons!
Oh,
of course.
When are we going to the Simpsons? We should probably get into it and listen to our own feedback. Not go on like it's a catch of the day. We're very close to getting into it. What else are you watching?
Again.
What else are you watching, Andy?
Can I give you a few hot facts about the Treehouse of Horror?
Hit me.
Okay, well, I'll get some of the stats out of the way first. Aired October, obviously, 1992. It was the third Treehouse of Horror episode. And some interesting production notes I thought was interesting. The episode was originally, it encountered a bit of trouble when the colour version came back from South Korea. They only had 6 weeks till air date, and the writers made almost 100 line changes, which was very rare. So it was decided to completely overhaul the episode after a poorly received screening with the writing staff. And I noticed, like, I wonder if that's what they do, like, you know, sometimes where you see their mouth move and they're clearly said something else, but they've done it. They obviously just did that like 100 times or whatever. And then the tombstones that appeared at the start and during the episode were abandoned in later episodes because it was coming increasingly difficult to think of ideas.
I've noticed that, actually. Like,
yeah, so they sort of abandoned that.
Yeah. It was a nice touch, though. Like, I really like it. Like,
I like that.
The tombstone thing.
And shock horror... The King Homer segment is one of Matt Groening's all-time favourite stories from the Treehouse of Horror series. Seems like Matt Groening's got an all-time favourite everything. It was a great
one. I agree with him on this.
I do agree with him. Whenever I hear one of Matt Groening's favourite, I'm like, oh yeah, was it? Al Jean,
Good old Al.
Yeah, on the show. He was worried about the segment because it was the longest-running black and white segment they'd ever aired. And he thought people might be concerned that their televisions were broken. Which I guess in 1992.
What year is it? Like?
I know. And the episode itself finished 20th in the ratings with a Nielsen rating of 14.7, equivalent to approximately 13.7 million viewing households. It was the highest rated show on Fox that week. And that book we love, the I Can't Believe It's a Bigger and Better Updated Unofficial
Season 5. We're getting it. We're getting it for Season 5.
We have to get that book. Thoroughly enjoyed the episode. Described the episode as another seasonal treat. Dial Z for Zombies is particularly impressive. I'll come back to
erroneous.
IGN voted Dial Z for Zombies as the second best segment of the Treehouse of Horror episodes. Found Without Pity was rated 6.
Sorry, that's me crumpling up my notes here.
I agree with that crumple. Yeah. In the film 28 Days Later, there was a scene where Sergeant Farrell... 28 Days Later, by the way, if you haven't seen it, one of the best zombie movies.
If you like zombies.
I'd love to talk about Creep as well, but I'll save it. a favourite joke from The Simpsons was, women and semen don't mix. So obviously that was something in the show where one of the characters says that was his favourite jokes. So, you know, fair enough, it was a little reference. The episode reference to Night of the Living Dead was named the 16th greatest film reference in the history of the show.
Who's listing these things? Like?
Like, the 16th greatest film reference in the history of The Simpsons by Total Film, which I know you're a fan of.
Have you got a favourite film reference?
From The Simpsons?
Yeah.
I don't. Oh. But what's yours?
I got one that always stuck out to me, and because I know you're not a fan of the movie, so
bit of venom.
Yeah.
You obviously like this movie. Go on.
Well, it's one of the greatest of all time. It's Godfather.
It's fine. It's a bit much. A bit boring.
Shut up. You're boring. Anyway,
And we're back.
The reference I'm talking about is Mr. Plough episode.
Yeah, what's the reference?
When it was Homer clears.
Walt Dogman.
No, that's Godfather 2.
I don't know.
Homer had cleared the driveway so all the kids can go to school, and then Bart is just he's standing there, and then all these kids appear from behind the snowballs.
And I do actually remember that scene and everything.
Yeah, well, he's stopped at the toll booth.
I'll tell you, if I can quickly just say...
Our Mr. Plough episode is in the archives, by the way.
You can go back and listen to that and all of our season 4 episodes at Catch of the Day. I remember thinking when I watched Godfather, there was some scene where, like, the guy, I think the guy who gets shot was beaten up on the street or something like that.
Sonny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, no, granted it was, like, the 70s, but it looked terrible, the fight scene. It was one of those, like, but like the punch is like 3 feet away from the guy, and the guy's like, "Gah!" Put me right off the whole film, to be honest.
Let's get started.
Notes are in his face. Let's.
So we start off with, and I used to always like these little intros that they did.
Yeah.
At the start,
where they say like it might be too scary or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like Homer comes out as the Alfred Hitchcock presents, you know, mm-hmm. the shape.
Yeah.
And then he starts off with a good evening.
Yeah. And
proceeds to tell us that, you know, they might give your kids nightmares, there might be stuff for you crybabies out there. Religious types mostly.
Couldn't say that nowadays.
No, absolutely not. but he says he advises us to turn off our TV sets if we're gonna be offended. And then he starts going, I dare you, come on, chicken.
I used to actually, when I was a kid, genuinely think like, oh shit,
it's gonna be scary. Yeah.
It's gonna be scary because it was so different.
But that's it's a good sort of way to set the tone anyway.
I love that. It's different, like,
and you hear the TV gets turned off, and you hear Marge basically asking Homer, he just calls us all chickens. And he says, I swear in this Bible. Mary says, that's not a Bible, that's a book of carpet samples.
Oh, that Homer.
Ooh, fuzzy. So, we jump in to the episode proper, and it's... I like this sort of framing device that they use in this
episode. Where they're telling stories.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. In later seasons, it's just...
story after story.
One, two, three. Well, I like that they have a little...
Yeah. I don't have a problem with the story... after story, but yeah, it's nice if they can
tie it all together. And Homer is coming down the stairs. Behold mighty Caesar in all his glory. And then he gets his toga ripped off to show off his
penis.
I'm sorry. Sorry, what?
Penis. Penis. Black. Yes, I think we should be eating a lot of black.
Oh my lord.
Excuse me.
Oh god.
Seems inappropriate.
Anyway, Martin. Martin
off to a flight.
Prances over towards Nelson, letting him know that he is Calliope, the muse of heroic poetry.
Calliope. No kid.
I love the sound of that, like Nelson's punches. Like.
I love the fact that he always punches them in the gut.
Yeah, so. It's like the kidney punch, like that. So, Bart is dressed as Alex Delage from Clockwork Orange.
Dressed up as myself.
You did?
I did.
Yeah.
For a Halloween
any
party.
Excuse to put eyeliner on, huh?
Yeah, that's
that. Yeah, well.
There's a window into my past I do not wish to open.
So, Marge starts doing the little story there where she's passing around some food and telling story about how a witch died and, you know, she has grapes and it's...
These are her eyes. Yeah.
And it keeps going on, and then we get Bart saying, yo, Mom, we haven't got the eyeballs yet.
I like the way, is Brett Black? Yeah. Your mom. When you got the eyeballs, yeah.
So Homer,
I like, yeah, as well, the fact when, like, when Homer is eating it and she's like, "You're ruining it." He's like, "Yeah, well, it was an evil game."
Yeah,
I got a little chuckle out of that one.
Yeah. So Lisa decides she's gonna come forward and she is gonna tell a ghost story about a boy and his doll.
That's not so scary.
A doll from hell. I'm gonna go to the store. And we get into our first little show or episode, mini episode, shall we say, A Clown Without Pity.
I was always a big fan of this episode or this particular little segment when I was a kid. I don't know why.
Well, I think it's great.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. And like, so it's Bart's birthday and Grandpa is giving him money. And Marge wonders where he got it from.
The government. I didn't earn it. I don't need it. But if they miss one payment, I'll raise hell.
Go away. So, Barrett is looking for a present of Homer. Homer has forgotten his son's birthday.
I quite like that he comes clean.
Yeah, me too, actually.
You know what? I forgot to get you a present, but I swear on my father's grave, I will get you one now.
And Homer rushes off to the nearest convenient house of evil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And he asks a very old Asian owner if he sells toys.
Do you sell toys?
We sell forbidden objects from places men fear to tread. We also sell frozen yogurt, which I call frogurt.
Well, I need something for my son's birthday.
Perhaps this will please the gentleman. Take this object, but beware, it carries a terrible curse.
Ooh, that's bad.
But it comes with a free frogurt.
That's good.
The frogurt is also cursed.
That's bad.
But you get your choice of topping.
That's good.
The toppings contain potassium benzoate. That's bad.
Can I go now? Happy birthday, son.
Great, Caesar's ghost, a talking Krusty doll.
So, Homer's back home, and he immediately clocks Milhouse at the door as he bursts in. Like,
happy birthday.
Yeah, I love that. Like,
poor Milhouse, straight away.
Playing pin the tail on the donkey. So, he gives Bart a Krusty doll. When you pull the string, it talks, and he gives it to Bart, and they test that. He's like, "I'm Krusty the Clown, and I love you very much." And we get Abe.
All Abe's onto him.
That doll is evil. Evil, I tells you. Evil.
Grandpa, you said that about all the presents.
I just want attention. So Homer is sitting. I love this sort of scene where he's just like sitting on the, like, couch with a bowl of popcorn. Yeah. And he's like sitting there and he's watching, like, Kent. And it's like, scientists have announced that Springfield's air is now only dangerous to children and the elderly.
Woohoo! <Yeah. laughs>
And then he comes back and the Krusty doll is sitting right next to him.
I didn't even notice that he wasn't next to him.
No, he wasn't next to him. He's just there, like, which is a lovely little touch. And he's like, "Oh, I'll pull the string." And it's like, "I'm Krusty the Clown. And I don't like you."
It's like the fact that it goes again.
I'm Krusty the Clown, and I'm going to kill you.
Didn't even pull the string that time.
I said I'm going to kill you. No, Owen Simpson.
He's just not even like acknowledging it. It's like, didn't even pull the string that time.
So then he sort of throws the doll over the couch, and the couch and the doll pops up with a giant butcher's knife. And basically he screams, and then the doll is like chasing after him, and the family come in. He's like perched up at the side of the couch. Yeah. Away. And
I was like, I'd say the pressure has finally gotten to that. But what press?
I love that line. Like, it's good delivery there. Yeah. So. He's like, don't leave me alone with the doll. And he's like walking towards him like. And then just like points to the string to be pulled again. Next up, Homer is in the bath. My baloney has a first name. It's H-O-M-E-R. My baloney has a second name. It's H-O-M-E-R. The doll pops out of the water. Holding a,
it's like a harpoon. Yeah.
And
Homer hops it naked,
runs downstairs and runs past Paddy and Selma. And here's something you probably wouldn't have picked up on as a child.
As, yeah,
as Paddy's like, there goes the last lingering thread of my heterosexuality.
Definitely one for the parents.
Yeah,
that one.
Yeah.
Definitely. Was she the one who then became a lesbian?
Yeah,
oh,
she was the one, and that was the whole thing. It was like Skinner. She went out with Skinner.
Yeah,
in season 2, I think.
Yeah,
and yeah, it was always like, oh, she, you know, she doesn't like to be touched.
Oh, whatever, right.
Like, you know.
Oh yeah.
So we're in, I think it's Malibu Stacy's dream house.
Yeah.
And Krusty is putting the moves on her.
The fact that he's like, it's slightly like, he's like, hey, get baby, get comfortable, relax. It's a little hard for that cheerleader outfit, don't you think? Like,
and Homer just enters with like a sack and like throws Krusty in. He ties it with rope, throws chains around it, and puts it in the suitcase.
Yeah. You think your dirty socks can stop me? Well, they are making me dizzy.
So Homer drives to the bottomless pit, throws the doll down.
As does the mob, or whatever, throws like a rogue or something, wasn't it?
There's a body.
Yeah.
And then the guy walks in with like, just drops a large box down. It's like, I was a fool to think anyone would want nude photos of Whoopi Goldberg. Yeah. And they just come back up in those hands like, what the?
I thought,
love the way it comes back up.
Yeah, it like, just comes right back up. It's like it's in reverse. But I always thought that was slightly cruel on Whoopi Goldberg. Because it's like, she wasn't like...
In 92,
like, yeah, she would have been, you know, actually... You know, of age,
yeah,
I guess.
Like,
I don't know.
I guess you gotta pick somebody, right?
Yeah,
I think it's funny. I think the line doesn't
Whoopi's
work.
Whoopi's a funny name.
So. I don't think it works as well if it's
someone else.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe
Whoopi
if it was
Goldberg.
Yeah, maybe if it was an older woman. Maybe like
I can't think of who now.
Faye Dunaway or something.
Yeah, that would work actually. Yeah,
just like kissing Faye Dunaway.
Easy now.
So Homer packs in his. Parks the car, and you see a little bit of Cape Fear action with the doll tied under the. No, you're right.
We do, but I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that we have a very small clip of
pint this size.
Excellent scene.
Doll size.
Oh, I love it. We'll come back after this.
And that is that.
Fat boy!
March, March, look!
Oh my God.
The doll's trying to kill me and the toaster's been laughing at me. Ew, dog water.
The doll is trying to kill my husband. Yes, I'll hold. Everybody loves a clown, so
why don't you? Love that clip.
Yeah,
I love the ghetto fat boy, and then I love like the doll's trying to kill me, and the toaster's been laughing at me.
it's the way they just sort of throw that in.
Yeah,
like, I really wasn't expecting.
He does have
it.
Like mental problems.
Yeah. It's like half the things he's right about. Yeah, very good.
And our old pal Raphael's voice anyway shows up as the repairman.
Oh yeah, after it's he's like, here's your problem.
You get it, said the evil. And then they're friends, they're best buds. And Homer, I love this. The coffee table that you never ever see used.
Yeah.
Is like in front of the TV. and the doll is just like bringing home her.
He's a slave,
yeah,
basically.
Yeah, like bringing him everything. Like, here you go, big guy. And he's like, did you walk the dog?
Yeah, he buried me a couple of times.
Yeah, dogs like to bury old junk.
Yeah, you stupid idiot.
Like, he's his boss now.
He's yeah, he's like, basically just an employee. Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, oh, what a day. Homer made me give him a sponge bath.
Coming home to you makes it all worthwhile.
And then, like, kisses her and the head pops off.
It's a sad end for Christy.
Yeah, no, but it's a really enjoyable little...
But I thought that it was... that the episode ended slightly just...
Yeah.
They didn't quite have an ending for it, like, so they just sort of...
I like that they, you know...
Yeah, like, they can do it in the Treehouse
Yeah,
Horror.
That's what I mean. Like, you know, it's like, okay, we have to wrap up a little bit here. But also,
Yeah, they can sort of,
It doesn't have to be, like, a big
good what the hell?
Good triumph over evil type thing. It's just like, oh, this is what it is now. This is the story.
I was a big fan of the story Homer was telling when they come back. This actually got the biggest laugh for me, where he's like, so then his wife comes through the door. He's like, so? Did I mention she was dead? No? Well, she was. And she hit him in the head with a golf club. He's like,
and?
Don't you remember? She went golfing all the time and he really bugged her.
He said he went bowling.
No! That was such a good joke, I remember, like, thinking when I was watching it again.
Nonsensical, like.
Yeah. It's like just messing up. Yeah. Like, you just come back to Homer messing up the story.
So, Grandpa says he's coughed up scarier stuff than that. To which Bart says, why don't you tell us a story? You've led an interesting life. That's a lie, you know it. But I've seen a lot of movies. Great sort of fade into King Homer.
Yeah. One of the best ones.
Yeah. If the best.
Oh, big dog.
Yeah. So we are down at the docks and we see a incarnation of like Burnsy and Smithers, and Marge approaches and says her name is Marge Bouvier. She's here about the ad in the newspaper. Single white female wanted for a mysterious expedition. Must like smokers. Oh, must like monkeys. Not a smoker, but
must like monkeys.
Yeah. So Burns said it'd be a welcome change of pace from the uncouth sailors. And he says, what do you think, Smithers?
I think women and semen don't mix.
We know what you think. Love it. Kills it, Link. You're hired. And then they're on the... We cut up to the smokestack with Lenny Carroll and Charlie. Little scene, Charlie.
Yeah.
Heard we're going to Ape Island.
Yeah, to capture a giant ape.
I wish we were going to Candy Apple Island.
Candy Apple Island? What do they got there?
Apes. But they're not so big. Again, another one that always sort of always sticks with you. So I like that Otto is the ship's captain.
Yeah,
you know, good little bits of casting.
Whoever's like driving her,
good little bits of casting. It makes sense.
Yeah,
like, it's like you hear like Homer.
Hey, who's this Homer dude? He's either a 50-foot prehistoric ape or a tourist trap concocted by the Ape Island JCs. Either way, we're going ashore.
Am I going too?
Of course. We wouldn't think of going without the bait. That is, the bait thing beauty, the bathing beauty. I covered that up pretty well.
So next, after that, well, that clip.
One of my favourite lines of Mr. Burns ever. It's like, I wouldn't dream of going without the bait. Bait thing beauty. Bathing beauty. Cover that up pretty well.
I gotta say, I'm strong on Burns in this episode. I mean, I'm strong on him in most episodes, but this little thing here.
He's continuing the trend of being excellent in season 4 as well.
Having the pun, huh?
What did I pun? I didn't even notice it.
You said excellent, which is his catchphrase.
And I love a pun.
Yeah. God the damn it. Of being, if only he said, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do it. I can't do it, but you know. So anyway, next up is they're hiding in the long grass, but Marge's hair gives her away. Mm-hmm. And basically the natives abduct her. I love
it. Why did scream in this episode?
So you get a nice little, again, King Kong reference where it's like Homer and the T-Rex.
Yeah.
Fighting.
Love it.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And then I loved Burns and Smithers. Like, Smithers, this is a golden opportunity. If we can get him alive, we can put him on Broadway. Dead, we'll sell monkey stew to the army. So Homer has Marge and he is like smelling her hair and playing with it.
Keep his hands to himself.
Yeah. Then the lads come in and start attacking Homer.
The way Mr. Burns delivers the line, like, "Now we don't want to kill him. Shoot him around the groin and belly."
He scoops up Lenny in one fell swoop and throws him in his mouth, like, "Hey, Homer, cut out!" And then it's like, "Come on, quit eating me!"
And then Carl shoots him like in the shoulder, like, "Nice shot, Carl." Yeah, like,
Burnsy here, another great bit. He tries to throw the. It's a great bit of physical comedy. He tries to throw a gas bomb.
But even the dialogue's like, "All right, you big ape, get a snoot full of this gas bomb." A snoot.
And then he throws and it just goes off from himself. And then, like, it cuts back to, like, Smithers doing it. It's like, "I was strolling through the gas one day."
Now, I kind of cringe at that joke now.
What, the gas one
day? "I was strolling through the gas one day." I don't know. It's one of those, like,
I love
one of those, like, jokes that's just been said. Like, yeah, so I guess. Often, I guess. I don't know.
I still think it's great. So he takes down Homer. Smithers opens a gas bomb. Burnsy's going to give him a raise when they get back, only to be eaten by Homer while he's asleep.
"When we get back, I'm giving you a raise." Oh, well.
So, we got Homer chained up, and we get...
I'm already laughing. It's just great.
The tagline, he's supported by the chubbiest kick line in town.
I didn't even copy that.
But you see the girls, that they make the legs real thick as well.
I didn't even copy any of that.
It's great. Like, and then we get a reporter asking Burns, "What kind of show you got for us?"
"Well, the ape's going to stand around for 3 hours or so. Then we'll close with the ethnic comedy of Dugan and Dershowitz."
Sensational. So Burnsy comes out and introduces Homer, and all the camera flashes. They start making him a bit annoyed. I like this from Marge, like, "I think you're making him angry." And the reporter's like, "Come on, what's he gonna do? Run amok in downtown Springfield?" Of course. Homer breaks free, and everybody runs away except for Barney, who offers Homer, "Hey, want a peanut?" And Homer takes the whole bag. Barney's like, "I said bun!"
Kicking his leg.
I love how Homer just, like, walks away. That, like, doesn't go for him, which is quite a nice little thing. And then he bursts onto the next stage, where it's Shirley Temple singing... Good Ship Lollipop.
Now, this scene, I just hear Martin Prince's voice here.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, it's the chewing when he takes her up and eats her.
Oh my god.
Like proper chewing. Yeah, like, and I was like, whoa, alright. Fierce of Horror kind of did that though.
Yeah.
Like, especially more so, like, a few years after, they would deliberately get, like, a little bit dark with it. But I remember thinking that
pumpkin one? Or one of the newer ones? Or was that
Pumpkin
Janet, like, like, explosion.
Or even the Hansel and Gretel one, I always remember.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, God!
I couldn't be in more pain.
Ah! Yeah. So, we cut to the hotel, and Burns is sitting on the bed, like, "I'm treading the reviews, I can tell you that." Again, killing it, like,
he's so good.
Yeah. Homer
grabs Marge. Well, basically,
he pops in and she's like, "Hi, homie." Like, she's completely on board with him now.
But then he takes her and she still goes.
So Homer starts to climb the building, and, like, I love, like, the planes, like, going up.
Yeah,
they have to, like, refuel. Like,
sure is taking his time. Better refuel.
Yeah, it's like it's a great bit of comedy where it's like his actual fall when you see how high
it was animated so well.
Yeah, because they block it really well.
Yeah, because you think he's up so high and he literally just falls like a fat guy. He's like literally a foot off the ground. That equivalent.
That noise, I'm like,
he's barely had to do anything.
I love how Madge takes his pulse, like, he's not dead. He's like, no, but his career is. I remember when Alan Joseph ran amok in the Winter Garden and climbed the Chrysler Building. Afterwards, he couldn't get arrested in this town.
Great line.
And then we get to, again, another very strange ending, but I really like it.
Yeah, I didn't really have as much of a problem with this one.
It's like, woman weds ape is the newspaper headline. Yeah. And the guy at the church with a monkey, like, are you with the bride or the groom?
Yeah, right, that's right. Yeah. Folks, if you could just stop cleaning each other for a second.
It's like, I can't find your father.
Again, then, crunching.
Yeah, it's like, as well, like that pushing the body into the. Like,
yeah.
Oh, homie. Like, he's just eating her. I do like the theme, though, actually, that it's like the two episodes end with
that. That sort of. Bah, 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 bah.
That real, like, 60s sitcom.
Like thing. The sort of like the equivalent of like shrugging your shoulders and like tilting your head. Oh well.
I kind of think of like Love Manic Grandpa.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like that type of sitcom.
Exactly.
Like, so this is another thing I picked up on actually. Marge brings out when we're back in the house, Marge brings out a bowl of nature's candy, like fruit, and somebody fucks an ashtray at it. One of the kids like, what the hell? Like
little shit.
Yeah. And then we get sort of a man decapitated
at the door.
Yeah. And then it's Ned Flanders.
Hey, he's like, hi fellow Halloweenies. Did I scaredly dare you?
So we're into, basically Bart says he has a story that's going to wet everybody's pants.
Yeah,
because that wasn't scary enough. So it's Dial Z for Zombies. I level with you. It's the weakest of the three. I don't know where all these people are.
I think it's the weakest of the three, but I think it'd be up there in maybe my top 12.
Yeah, but it's in really
short story.
It's in really good quality. It's in really good company.
They should have put it first, but I guess if they're doing the whole thing where they're in the house telling ghost stories, they probably couldn't. But they probably could. But either way.
So Bart has given a book report, and it's from A Apple to Z Zebra. Baby's first pop-up book is 26 pages of alphabetic adventure.
Bart, you mean to tell me you read a book intended for preschoolers?
Most of it.
You have to read another book.
Yeah, and I like this when it's like he's looking at the Where's Waldo book. And it's like, he's just standing there waving. Right there. Like, yeah. They're not even trying. They're not
trying anymore.
So I like this as well, where he's like, I never noticed that part of the library.
Like the occult section.
And I like when he opens the book, it's like, evil, evil, madness. And then like he closes the book like, ouch! On the face.
I'm always a fan of any gag that's like, you know, ghosts coming out of things like that, like coming out of underwear or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a joke I always like to make at home when I get a chance.
But I like the joke as well, where it's like, you know, something is closed and you're like, ah!
Ow.
Yeah. That type of thing. So, basically, we get a little conversation with Bart and Lisa here, and they want to bring back Snowball.
Yeah, one. He died 4 years ago tonight, which I'm assuming is. See, I don't remember much of season one, but I was.
They never showed you Snowball.
Did they not?
The only time you see Snowball is in the flash, one of the flashback episodes.
Yeah.
So I think the episode where they're having the heat wave, you know, and he gets Lisa her saxophone.
Yeah.
They have a white cat.
Yeah.
That's Snowball.
Okay.
But there's never, like, it's always been the black cat, Snowball, too. Like.
He was run over by the mayor's beer-swilling brother, Clovis.
Again, never to be mentioned. I always got it confused. I always thought it was his nephew.
Yeah, so did I.
Like, that you meet in later seasons. But,
some inconsistencies.
I don't know. It's not inconsistency, but it's just they're different characters. And because you never see Clovis, so I always just associated him with the other guy. The punch has been a spike. So they go to the pet cemetery, and did you like that Bart is wearing like the Michael Jackson album sleeve as a hat?
But I was thinking as well, like he, like that was the Thriller album cover, as I recall.
Was it?
Yeah.
Or was it off the wall?
This like 92. Oh, maybe it was Off the Wall.
Yeah. Well, I don't think
when
it
he's
was
lying down, yeah, that's Off the Wall,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I don't think it's Thriller.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, like, I don't, like, by 92, Michael Jackson was starting to turn a little bit white.
Yeah, yeah.
You
no,
know, I, but yeah, anyway, they used the old school one.
So Bart does his little chanting.
Just talk show hosts.
Yeah. Colin Rayburn, Norris Trebek.
No, I don't know what the next one was, where he's like, Sabar,
Kresge, Caldor, Walmart.
Are they just
I assume it's shops, yeah. And a bunch of zombies. I like this line, as I was like, you cast the wrong spell, it's zombies.
They
please.
They prefer to be called the living impaired.
Yeah. And then groundskeeper Willie, he's like doing the flower, like, there, pretty as a picture. And then two zombies pop up and walk away. He's like, just resets the spot.
Yeah,
pretty as a picture. The zombies knock into Ned's house. Yeah. How do, strangers? What can I do for you?
Blood curdling scream by Flannery.
He's like, he's like, well, Sue Dokes, you rascal, I thought you were dead.
Oh, yeah. The fact as well, the next scene where like they come to Homer, and straight away Ned says like, we did something very bad. Did you wreck the car? No. Did you raise the dead? Yes. But the car's okay.
See, and then we jump over to like, it's school, right?
Yeah.
And it's like Principal Skinner is like, Morton Prince, report to my office at once. And bring that juicy chess club brain of yours.
I love that. I love the way he delivers
I was
that.
Like, man, how long has gone on here? Like,
yeah,
like,
he's just
still going to school, like, with zombies on the loose.
Has no one seen Principal Skinner in the hallway?
Yeah, exactly. So we're gonna move into a little bit of a clip. I'm gonna introduce a clip for us.
Ooh.
Yeah, our old pal, Krusty.
Hey, kids. Look what you can win in the Krusty Sweepstakes. To enter, send me your parents' brains. All right, parents' brains on a 3x5 card and send it to...
Homer, did you barricade the door?
Why? Oh, the zombies. No.
Spare my family. Take me. Take me.
I thought dabbling in the black arts would be good for a chuckle. How wrong I was. I should have never read that book.
Wait, Bart. Maybe the library has another book that'll reverse the spell.
It's our only hope.
To the book depository!
Any particular highlights of that clip for you?
I was a big fan of... I mean, obviously the brides was good. But the whole thing of like, Homer, did you barricade the door? Why? Oh, the zombies. No.
I always liked the like... when Krusty gets attacked and it's like, bring me your parents' brains. All right, parents' brains.
All right, parents' brains. What's that going to do?
Like a piece of cardboard. It's in the P.O. box, whatever. Like, you know.
Plus the word book depository.
Yeah,
is
depository.
Yeah.
So we're going into the book depository. We're loading into the car and you get Flanders.
Hey, Simpson. I'm feeling a mite peckish. Mind if I chew your ear?
And then it's like, again, one of the lines that like I loved as a kid. Less so now. It's like, you killed the zombie Flanders.
Yeah, as a kid I loved
it. Yeah, he's like, he was a zombie?
Yeah.
Good joke.
Yeah.
But, nah.
It's one of those...
Overplayed.
That was my problem with the strolling through the gas one. Is that like, it seemed really funny as a kid, but now it's almost like the... You know, if you're doing an impression of Cartman, that you're like, you guys, seriously. You know, like, it's just one of those where, like, all right, you know, I get it.
How else are you supposed to do Cartman?
So, you know, if you use that quote.
All right.
How was my Cartman?
Not great.
It's not one of my forte, but.
Anyway, another little point I like here is like KZMB, all zombie radio.
Like, yeah. Just zombies moaning.
And we get all Kang and Kodos.
I love their voices.
Yeah.
The zombies have the earthlings on the run. Soon the human race will wither and fold, like the earth plums we've seen on the Observerscope.
I never actually got that line. Yeah. So, I like this little touch as well. It's like the bullies are like kicking the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Like kicking Skinner's head around like a ball.
Not the face.
Oh, careful.
And Barney's just chewing on an arm.
Yeah, like,
Barney, not you too.
I'm not a zombie, but hey, when in Rome. Have some self-respect, man.
Really bottom of the barrel stuff.
Yeah. And Barney notices a zombie, or there's a zombie George Washington sagging about.
Yeah.
Homer just blows him away.
Eat lead, Einstein.
Yeah. And,
show's over, Shakespeare.
Is this the end of zombie Shakespeare?
Now, again, I don't know when Bart's doing the spell after this, where he's like Kolchak, Mannix, Banachek, Dano.
I know Mannix was, I think he was a TV star.
Dano is something that ringed a bell.
Dano.
I don't know.
No, because just he would have only been a kid. But Mannix, like, was, I remember Kramer used to reference him a few times in Seinfeld, like, oh, that Mannix.
Oh, right. Now, and then he turns Lisa into a snail.
Yeah.
And he tries again. Now, I assume that you got the joke for the next line of ones that he got.
Sure, right. I did.
Like Trojan, Ramses, Magnum, Sheik. Which is a bit much, if I may say, for a kid's show, Terry.
Why don't you, let us know, or why don't you tell me what you think they are, and then I'll let you know if you're correct.
To quote Richie from Bottom, rubber johnnies.
That was you in another life.
I said don't bring up my past on this.
So the zombies all go back to the ground. I like that. It's like, see you in hell. Like, still pushing that boulder.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like, I'm John Smith, like, John Smith, 1882.
Yeah.
My mistake.
The, I love that. The zombies that plague our town are now just corpses running in our streets.
Yay! Yeah. And then we get a bit of like, oh, everything's back to normal.
I'm so glad we're not mindless zombies.
TV.
Men fall down. Bunny.
And that's a wrap on that episode.
Boom. We crushed it, if I may say, Terry.
Should we get into ratings?
Yes, please. Ratings.
Okay, let's do these. This one quickly here. Yeah. What would you say?
You know what?
Who's your MVP?
Okay, my MVP is Mr. Burns.
Burnsy.
Yeah. I enjoyed this more this time around, strangely, than the first time.
Hmm.
Which I thought was going to be a real slog because I'd already seen it and talked about it, but it really wasn't at all. I enjoyed watching it.
I think it's a breeze of an episode.
I enjoyed talking about it more, even. Yeah. If anything, this episode trumps the one that we recorded. Yeah.
You guys are lucky.
So, I would give it a solid 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
It'd be up there, maybe top 5 Treehouse of Horrors. There's been a lot.
Yeah.
It's
upper echelon, definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah.
In the top. How about yourself? Who's your MVP, first of all?
Burnsy probably is, but I'm going to go Krusty. Ooh. Since you've already
done. Okay.
And like, Krusty does a lot of the heavy lifting in the first.
Yeah, true, actually, yeah.
First episode. And again, I love that. Parents' brains.
Yeah. On a 3x5 card.
Yeah. And yeah, I agree with everything you said there, that like, it is just, it's nice to watch.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about the plot or anything like that. There's a lot of laughs in it, and
especially for 1992.
Yeah, yeah, like, but again, like we say,
so this, ahead of its time.
That's it. Like, they were so ahead of their time. You would struggle to find a episode of TV, Simpsons or anything else that was as tight and as like quality packed. I guess.
You know?
Like
today, it's funny to us now today. But like, yeah, like that. Even today, you would never get it because there's so much shit that they can afford to have shit out there. But like back then, there wasn't that many channels or shows or whatever. But like, I'd even love to even just to get the context of how good it was to see what else was on TV.
Yeah,
because I'm sure not much. Was just though, a huge like, gap in sort of you know
like
quality.
I'm trying to think of the other like 92. The other one like Seinfeld would have been going a few years.
Oh yeah, Seinfeld would have been on.
Cheers is still on. Yeah. Like you know, in terms of what our comedy,
I guess there's a few good ones. Yeah.
Yeah, but like
in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah. I'm gonna give it an 8.3.
I think this might be. Oh no, I was gonna say.
I've gone way higher.
No, but I was gonna say I think that might be the first one that you've rated higher, but I think you've actually rated most of
them. Rated them all higher.
As
the lads will tell us that, like our rating system is. It depends on the week.
It does. God knows what I rated it the first time. Yeah.
God only knows what I rate with. So shall we motor into the other episode? The
clip show.
Yeah, clip show.
Can we pause it for a second so I can refill my hydrate bottle?
Sure, I'll just keep the folks company here.
Oh, okay.
Andy,
don't you go dying on me.
Andy is just
Jerry,
to the kitchen.
I notice you've got, oh, hold on, you got more than I thought. While I'm in your house, the double strength lime is a particular favourite of mine.
It's a lovely lime drink, let me tell you.
And I tell you, I scoffed at it when I first seen it. I was like, lime?
Yeah.
How wrong I was.
I ate lime.
And I can't find it anywhere.
Tesco.
Really?
That's the one.
And you've got ice cubes here. Oh, out of the freezer, Terry.
Yeah, well, I only got them today.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and put those in. Did you like just score?
The penalty.
For United?
Yeah, handball.
What the fuck?
Can't even see it, but...
Oh, that one.
Oh, that one there.
Yeah,
there you
go.
Yeah,
that was handball. Hang on. Sorry. Put this ice in the freezer.
Yeah, yeah. I only picked it up right before I met you.
13 years ago?
Here we go, United. Here we go. And it's Paul Pogba.
You have him in your team.
You don't fit it all in there, will you?
Terry, you have fit this in your freezer.
Yeah, it's okay. It's not... How bad is it on the counter? I forgot
it's
it.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm going
to... Leave it up to you.
Take some, yeah. No, take...
No, 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 actually... I was going to, but...
I don't like this run-up.
Watching a penalty, folks.
Don't like this run-up.
Oh, you prick.
Ooh!
God, what a prick.
What a goal.
What a prick, though. What sort of run-up is that?
Shut up. That's what kind of run-up.
Alright.
Great finish.
It was a great finish. Fresh off that World Cup conference.
He's the captain. Is he?
Oui, capitaine.
Yeah. Okay, so... So it's come to this.
Yes.
A Simpsons clip show. Sweetest chocolate.
The penalty, not the episode.
Yeah. So, oh God, no. Sweetest turnips, this one. So we get up, this one's going to be very sort of rushed through. Like,
it's going to be quick.
Bart wakes up and thinks he's blind. What a way to start an episode.
I have not rewatched this one.
So he has a duct tape over his eyes.
Oh yeah.
He's like, I'm blind. And then Homer like rips it off. Like, April Fools. Bart goes to the fridge to drink some milk. And this is another ridiculous thing where he's like, I've been keeping that carton of milk next to the furnace for 6 weeks. It's like
next
all
to the
wrong.
Furnace.
Like the house must
him.
Stink. Like, so basically, then Lisa decides to be a know-it-all and explain that the April Fools goes back to the pagans.
Yeah, I know. Shut up, Lisa.
Answer to the question nobody asked.
You may notice the occasional noise from us as the match is on in the background.
Or
just full on silence.
And I did like this part of it where it's like they are the pagan Simpsons are like dancing around the fire.
Oh yeah, 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 I forgot about
blood
that.
For Ma.
Yeah.
Blood for Ma. And then the Flanders present them with a gift that's like they give them the rubber snakes, basically. They give them the old rubber snakes treatment.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, oh, you know, it's, they're basically saying this is the new calendar,
yeah,
essentially. And it's like, that's why it's an April Fool's joke. So it cuts to then, like, they're tied up. Yeah, on the thing, like, now who's left? Now who's left? We're over at the Frying Dutchman. And the old staff did one on Captain McAllister. They put a bit of charcoal around his viewfinder.
The peephole.
Yeah. I thought that was quite good.
Yeah.
So, Captain McAllister said, "Arr," like, "from this day forward, I be requiring hairnets." So we're like laughing up the storm. We're like, oh. So, next, basically, Bart is wondering how he can get back at Homer. And there's a great little scene here where he is, like, sitting there. Or he opens a can of Duff and he's like, yeah, "Ooh, squirts on me." He's like, "Ah, my one weakness, my Achilles heel, if you will." He's like, "It's a good thing that beer wasn't shaken up anymore. It's like,
yeah,
I'd have looked the fool, the April fool." So Bart then decides to go to, I don't know what it is, like,
some sort of
hardware shop.
Yeah, or, like, yeah, shake up the can, yeah, industrial, yeah, shake up.
And then there's another good scene where basically Homer is scoffing pretzels and Bart's like, oh, he's going to go get some beer.
Yeah.
But he's like, eh. He's watching the Bumblebee Man as well. Oh, yeah. And he's like, I'm so thirsty. What are you going to do?
Yeah, like, yeah, what are you going to do?
Bart cranks up the thermostat. And it's like the goldfish boils, the yeah, vinyl yeah, melts. Homer is just like, matted, yeah, to the couch, like, and basically they get a public service announcement of like how beer can cause liver damage and cancer of the rectum. To which Homer replies, beer. That's the thing that, like,
yeah,
makes him
things
go like, beer. Yeah. So he goes to the fridge and he basically opens the can, and as he opens the can, Bart goes to say, April. I love that sound, that, like,
yeah,
explosion.
It was such a good explosion, the way, yeah, the windows blow out.
The, yeah, like, the whole house is, like, destroyed, like. And we get Eddie saying, oh, it sounded like an explosion at the old Simpson place.
Oh, sorry. I'm watching the match again. Yeah. So Wiggum says, forget it, that's two blocks away.
Yeah. And he's like, looks like there's beer coming out of the chimney.
I am proceeding on foot. But the thing is, like, when he says that, I'm proceeding on foot, they call it code 8. Like, you get there quicker in the car. I
think
we got that joke.
The joke is he wants to go himself. Yeah. Like,
he wants all of it.
And he's like, yeah, pretzels, we need to repeat pretzels. So then we're in the hospital, and this is like kind of,
this is where the clips start.
So the first clip is,
oh, we're doing all the clips.
I'm just gonna talk about it, like, how
go for it.
It's the vet guy, and there's loads of Homer getting hit on the head. So, you know,
oh, don't,
he's hit by a pitch.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a saw to the head. The quickie mart doors.
Oh yeah, closing on his head, all that.
Maggie,
yeah, yeah,
whaps him on the head, the psycho style, you know.
Oh yeah.
In the Itchy and Scratchy episode, which I think is actually one of my favorite clips of all time. You talk,
yeah,
about,
yeah,
like, movie references earlier,
yeah,
on, like, that is.
And the paint spilling,
yeah,
and all.
Do 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 do. So some good stuff there, and then I think it's as well. The one where he falls down the side of
the cliff,
yeah, which is also one of my favorite,
yeah,
clips ever. Like,
insanely graphic,
yeah,
you know, for, yeah,
and like that bit where he's like, "This is the greatest thrill of my life.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make it." And like I used to always say when I was younger, it's like he kicks his heels,
yeah,
and I was like, if he didn't just do that, I bet you would have made it over. It's like
I had that exact,
like,
thought.
Yeah, you know, like, but anyway, then. Like, they argue about Homer being at the vet there, blah, blah, blah. But for some reason they throw a clip in of flying saucers.
I don't get that.
Yeah, remember, like, they say, like, he got, like, they threw a clip of him being abducted by Kang and Carlos. Something from a Halloween episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know. They threw in a few weird things.
Huh. Doesn't make sense.
Basically, Homer can't walk at this point. He's going to be resigned to being in a wheelchair for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And then when he gets out of his chair, it's to go eat some chocolate, and then the machine falls on him, and they just keep falling into his mouth, like
the noise it makes when the chocolate falls into his mouth as well. It's like it's so disgusting.
And then you kind of hear like, "Oh girl," like when he's eating it.
Oh yeah.
Then it's like a few more clips I put in here. There's the, like, and one of my, I know we said we didn't really like this episode, but like some of the clips, I love the clip where it's like Homer is really tired when he bought Lisa the pony.
Oh, the sleep one.
Yeah, like, yeah, I love that music, like, doon, doon, doon,
yeah,
doon, like, doon, doon,
doon, doon. Honestly, when I'm driving in my car, like,
that's what you want to be.
Sometimes, like, like, I thought, like, before driving, like, all right, well, some people, I guess, fall asleep at the wheel, but that hardly ever happens. But, you, like, there's times when I'd be genuinely just, especially on a motorway, where you're just, something about those lines just coming to you, and you, like, all you're doing is just that you have your foot on the accelerator, and you're just driving straight. I'm like, I have to open a window or pull over or something like that, because I could really now see how you could easily just fall asleep at the wheel, especially if you're not in traffic or something like that, you know?
Yeah, if you're not.
There's times when I love something like that, a scene where the bed just takes me up into the air, and the moon gives me a little wink.
So there's Burns pops in, Dr. Nick, there's a nice little thing, like Burns trying to pull the plug on him, Dr. Nick hits him with like a little, I think it's the thing you use to check your reflexes.
Oh yeah.
But it's like, you get a little, I love the noise, like, and it was like, oh no, and it's like, that's it, like, time for the plug. There's the last few clips here are like Bart apologizing, and it's like a clip of just all the different doughs, like
I thought there was too many of them.
Yeah,
there was like literally like 30 plus
diminishing returns, like big time,
like after about 16 of them I was like, okay, you know, I got it.
Yeah, definitely. And then it's like, I don't even want to go into them, but he basically says, like, you know, it's like shaving lessons. Or, but then basically, Bart says, I shook up that can of beer, and then like Homer wakes up, like, he starts coming out of it, like
the heartbeat.
The heartbeat to Bart. I thought that was a great little touch, like really, really good stuff.
Yeah.
And like, then Homer's like, we're all going, when he comes out of the coma, he's like, we're all going to Hawaii. And they're like, huh? And, or he says, like, April Fool's, it's still it's still April Fool's for two more minutes. And it's like, it's mid-May. You've been in a coma for 7 weeks. Like, you lost 5% of your brain. He's like, me lose brain? Uh-oh. Like, it's like, why I laugh? And then that's the end of the episode.
Well, how should we even bother rating that one? We had no clips, and we were watching United Leicester at the same time for that one.
Let me just say this: it's gonna be. Here's a spoiler. It's gonna be number one on my most hated
episode
in the recap show.
Yeah,
like, most hated, like least favorite episodes. But yeah. Some good stuff in there to watch, but I just don't really like the structure of it or not, like, you know.
I liked the April was like such a great gag that, like, it almost,
I like, you know what, I like the first 5 minutes.
Yes, I do.
I like the if it wasn't a clip show and that was sort of something that they were going to go with.
I don't understand. Like, I'm sure there is, we didn't even get into any trivia or anything like that, but I'm sure, like who likes it when there's a clip show? Like, you know what I mean?
Like, it's just easier for the writers.
Yeah, but then, you know,
it gives them a thing off, and It gives them a week off to sort of do, and like they can just sort of minimal stuff, give them a bit of a break, and it fills up a slot on
the
schedule.
Just think it should be out of the question. You know what I mean?
Seinfeld did what?
Nobody. They did two?
2 hour long.
The 100 one.
They said they did the 100 episode and then
before
they,
the finale.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, the thing is, like, nobody wants to see it. You know what I mean? Like, so just don't do it. Oh! Excuse me.
Wide.
Oh, man, he got a hold of that one. And he was offside.
Yeah.
So, anyway, clip show, I'd give it a 4.
If even.
I'm just being polite. Being the 4.
But, yeah, maybe we should talk about our, like I say, the future plans. It's going to be the recap show in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
We get together.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it'll be about a month or 6 week hiatus.
Yeah.
And then season 5, we'll be back in full swing.
In full swing. Bigger and better than ever.
There might be, we talked about a few other things in the pipeline as well.
A website,
maybe some
possibly
merch.
A bit of merchandise, people.
Yeah. So, big things on the horizon. You can find us
possibly
at
a few high-profile guests as well.
Oh, yeah,
I'm letting them see too much behind the curtain.
You can contact us on our usual puttinh@gmail.com. If any of you guys have any suggestions, puttinhpod@gmail.com.
Excuse me.
Third time's a charm. If any of you guys have any favourites or opinions for our recap show, feel free to send them in to us.
Please.
Where can they get us on Twitter, Cantwell? You can send us them there.
They can find us on Twitter at puttinhpod. I think if it's not pod, it's podcast. At puttinhpod.
You should be following us at this stage.
Yeah,
right?
You can find us on Facebook. At puttinh podcast. Chances are, if you're listening to it, you already are. But if not, please do. And if you are, why not tell a friend?
Yeah.
And frankly, I'm sickened, if I may say, at the amount of ratings and reviews that my colleagues and friends' podcasts are getting compared to us. We really need more 5-star only reviews, which may be a t-shirt in itself.
Andy is the social media man here.
It's literally my job now.
I run Facebook. So, you know, these reviews they're really upsetting, guys. All right.
I mean, especially the fact that we just cracked the rankings before our hiatus in the top 100. Podcasts and TV and film, and in the top 200 podcasts, TV and film, and we were in the top 100, I think, for episodes, for our last episode. So really appreciate the listen and really appreciate the ratings and reviews that we have. But now I've got a taste for it. Now I want more. I want to get in that.
You can't just stop a woman. You got to drink another woman.
Top 50.
Another woman.
So thank you if you have, and if you haven't, what are you waiting for?
We will see you in a few weeks for the recap show. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, people. We'll see you chumps later.
pocket trying to take.